Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening. We love it when people in Connecticut go viral for fun things on social media. And one lady in our podcast studio did just that. So please welcome Erin McMurray from I Can't Get My Shh Together. Your Instagram, your TikTok, your social media, Erin, it's fantastic. We love you. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So we can't say the full title of your program because this podcast interview is going to go both on air and on social media. If it was just on social media, we could say the full name of your show, which is...
I Can't Get My Shh Together. However, you can follow me on ICGMST.
That's right. And you're now, is that what you use for both TikTok and for Instagram?
Yes, that's TikTok and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's I Can't Get My Shh Together. Kind of,
you know,
with a period where the I is.
I found you during COVID, and I have to say thank you to you because I had no idea you were from Connecticut. And your brand of humor really got me through because I never had a day off. I came into work every single day. I was alone. You know, my husband was at home, but then I was here and I was alone. There was a few of us here. The garage, I had the best parking spot ever. I never had a day off. I still haven't really taken any time off, and I needed a release. And I honestly, I don't think you even realized that you provided just humor at the end of my stressful day. And I've shared you with so many people here and they feel the same. You're whatever you want to call what you do, which I don't even know how to label it. You made me laugh and you made me feel
better.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I hear that a lot, which I think that's one of the reasons I'm keeping on, you know. But I think that this in this world of perfection, I'm normalizing being normal. You know, I'm tired
right.
of keeping up with the Joneses. So that's kind of how this came to be. I made fun of myself one day with my moms, and they were sitting probably for 3 weeks next to the planters that they should go in. And so I made fun of myself and I went viral on TikTok, and then I made fun of myself again on Instagram, and here we are.
And you're beautiful. You're a family woman, you know, married with kids. How have they been with all of this?
Well, no one thinks I'm cool. I have two teenage boys. No one thinks I'm cool, which is okay. Maybe the younger one. Maybe his friends think I'm cooler than he thinks. But, you know, they're having fun, I think, going along for the ride because this could maybe turn into something bigger one day. So we're excited. We are.
You even have apparel. And you have your classic wine glass, which I absolutely love. And you brought for us here today. You can go to mycommunityaccess.com and check it out there. And again, it's I Can't Get My Shh Together. We're not. I told her, I'm like, I don't have time to edit out all of this. So we're just going to, you know, you can figure it out from there. But tell me your story and tell me how this came to be. Because a lot of people were in your position during the pandemic. You pivot, adjust. I absolutely hate that phrase, pivot and adjust. Mm-hmm. I hate saying it, but we all had to do that. So wherever your comfort level is, tell me how you got to the point of going viral.
Well, I am an event planner by trade. And when the pandemic hit, there were no events
right.
anymore. So in the midst of that, we were kind of reinventing ourselves at our company. And I was helping a friend actually on a weekend move from one home to another. And I lifted a coffee table, went backwards down a stairway the wrong way.
Oh my gosh.
And ripped my hamstring off my body.
This is a horror story. This is like a Final Destination moment.
Like, yeah. I feel like my threshold of pain is like a 30 because I could handle that. Like, I don't know if I needed the epidural with the boys.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
That I could have used an epidural. It was very painful, had surgery, and then I couldn't sit. So I took a leave of absence from where I was, and it kind of gave me a chance to step away and think about my life because yeah. I am at kind of midlife crisis, I guess, midlife crisis mode. I started redesigning furniture. I left my job, started redesigning furniture. I became a fitness coach. And then as I was networking with friends on all of, that was the talk. How can we reinvent ourselves during this pandemic?
Right.
Because it was so sad, people losing their jobs left and right, but it did give you the chance to rise up. And so I started videotaping silly videos. And here I am talking to you, which is amazing.
You know, and I love that now you're kind of a face for other organizations. I saw you do a fundraiser, and now people kind of depend on you for content. And so you've got to weave that into your day job and to do all of this and, you know, maybe even some brand sponsorship. And it's just, you never know what's going to affect the algorithm of social media, right? You never
right.
know what it's going to be, but you had something that everyone could resonate with, which is, you know, one of your skits or real life bits, which I tend to believe they're actual.
They are
things.
Actual.
They're actual.
It is
not
me, like, oh, that could be a good video.
Yeah, right, right. You know, but your plastic cutting board
Disgusting.
Just so relatable because I have three that really should be thrown away.
Just throw them out.
People listening right now, if you own plastic cutting boards, you know when their time is up. And we continue to put them in the dishwasher or not wash them properly and use them and go, oh, well, you know, but you brought it to the forefront, you know, but tell me about you wake up in the morning, you don't have anything planned. Is it just something that you see?
When I say I literally do these things and then I make a video. That's kind of how I create, and it is kind of disruptive in my work life because when it's time to film, or I'll write a script and then do it later if I have things going on. But right. that's kind of been the method to my madness, and I try not to do a gazillion takes because those aren't, they get unauthentic after a while, and
right.
then sometimes I even ditch them. So, yeah, it's been quite a ride though. And I don't know if you know, but I've been approached by a Hollywood screenwriter, Susan Brightbill.
Oh my goodness.
And we have a show in the works. She's developing a show.
I literally cannot wait for this. I don't know where I can watch it. I don't know if you need a live TV audience, whatever you want. Interview, I'll promote it, but you are magnificent. And I don't think,
and I think
the beauty about you is that you don't realize it.
Oh.
And I think that's the gift of a true talent or a true creative person is that sometimes you're just doing what you think is, you know, whatever. Like you
right.
just
I
are,
think it's funny.
Might, yeah.
10 more people might think it's funny or 200,000 or a million. I don't know. You know, some videos bomb and some do resonate. They really like, that's probably the one thing I hear the most is, I can relate. I want to be your best friend.
Right,
I want to
right,
be your
right.
neighbor because it's literally a show at my house. But I can get my life together in by way of my business life, but my home life is a disaster. Although I try not to forget my children if they need a ride.
Right.
That's
well, and I also love that you don't try to sugarcoat what your, yep. you know, house looks like if it hasn't been picked up or whatever. Like your house is really what everyone's house is,
it's a
except
disaster.
For the corner they clean for social media.
Right. So right now I have a current and maybe by the time this airs, it will still be where it's at, which is nowhere. I have purchased in March containers to organize my shoes. And they're still sitting in where they came in out of the rain. So it's a problem. I seriously have a problem. But this is like I've missed the return window. It's not happening.
It's,
but
yeah.
So now I actually have to do it. So it might be a good girls' night or something.
Now, a day in the life of you, you know, with your job and balancing your family life and things like that, are you learning now how to plug that into your social media persona as well?
I try to put on a little makeup before I go to the grocery store. Yes. Now I'm, what has been actually nice is that I don't get recognized. And it's nice because, you know, I didn't really know that this was going to happen. And I didn't want it in a sense. I just wanted to be picked up by like Windex or something and like make $500.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all I wanted to do. But now it's turned into something much bigger. And I do have a sense of, I have to keep this going, not only because this is probably the biggest opportunity of my life, but it makes a lot of people happy, and I like to be funny and goof on myself. And so I hope that it resonates with people. I really do.
Talk a little bit about your day job. So the fitness coach, if you will. So tell me a little bit about that.
I am a fitness accountability coach. And so it's online fitness program. And I have it's a small clientele, probably 70 people or something like that. And we do group fitness every month. And it's really, they're very, very inspiring. And so as much as they say I inspire and motivate them, I mean, it's like, it comes back tenfold. Yeah. They're wonderful. And they're helping others. So when new people come in, they're kind of, bring them under their wing and kind of, encouraging. So it's been wonderful. So I have that currently. I do have a furniture redesign.
Yeah.
Business.
I wanted to ask you about that. So what does that mean? Do you just take a chair and make it better? I mean, I tell me about it.
Cause
I got a couch that needs help.
Yes. Well, I don't do upholstery.
Dang.
Sorry. Okay. I was going to learn, but then I was like, I don't have the patience for this. Painting is bad enough, but, I do custom pieces or I do, I bring in furniture from an interior designer that's doing work for someone. So I don't do my own furniture and then sell it. I actually bring people's furniture in and redesign it. So okay. If it's an heirloom piece, make it something, if it's grandma's piece and you don't want to get rid of it, well then make it something that you want to live with. And cause it can be reversed kind of.
Gotcha.
So I do have that, but my main job during the day is as an event planner. So I have my own event planning company now. I do contract work with corporations around the globe. So it's been pretty fun and travel. And I love to travel.
And that's great. And then adding this to the mix, how did you come up with the concept of that door open? Like, where did that even, what inspired you?
I think my fans did, because my first video that went viral on TikTok was me sitting in front of my yellow door with my yellow mums making fun of myself. And they're like, I love that colored door, which don't ask me what color the door is because I can't find the paint. So I have to color match it. But I think that was, the door started to become the focal point of everything. And then I said, oh, hey, once coming out the door, and then that stuck. So things just keep sticking and it kind of gets old to me, but people seem to like it.
It's a part of you.
I'm trying to switch it up and, those don't always bode well with people, but,
and then the wine, of course.
The wine. Yeah. That's so I have, a merchandise store online at icgmst.com, and you can get all of that apparel there, as well as wine glasses, hats, t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, aprons, Christmas ornaments.
Listen, tell you something. This is the perfect gift to be real, to give your girlfriends, to give your moms, to give to people who literally are just normal human beings trying to get through the day without ticking off as many people as possible.
Right.
That's how I live my life. I do the best I can.
Yes.
I try not to tick off too many people.
I think perfection is non-existent and people strut, especially women. So one thing, it's kind of my disclaimer, is I love Martha Stewart. I love Joanna Gaines.
I love
what they do. I think it's beautiful. It's just not going to happen in my house unless their team comes over and does it for me. I'd love it. I would love that, but it's not happening. So, I'm not slighting them in the least, but more trying just to be myself. And I think I resonate with so many people because it's exactly what everybody else is doing. There are so many people, with their Christmas trees still up, in May or June or August.
No, I have a summer tree.
Throw some eggs on it at Easter, whatever you want. My decor for Easter is M&Ms. pastel M&Ms.
I want you all to check out Erin and her pages and also the apparel. And if you want to get any, I know I'm going to be getting some gifts. So where can we find you online to, first and foremost, to order some of the apparel?
That's at ICGMST.com. So it's the acronym for I Can't Get My Shh Together. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, same ICGMST. Same on TikTok. And on Facebook, I'm at I Can't Get My Shh Together with a period in there.
Yeah, you got to spell it all out.
You got to spell it all out. You'll find me.
You'll find her.
Look for the girl in front of the yellow door.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
And I love that you brought in actual glasses and wine. And at the time of this recording, it may or may not be 5 o'clock somewhere, but cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. You are fantastic. Thanks for being on iHeart Communities.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.